Yishalmi Tainis Taf Ches, we're starting from Zayin Mebez, we left off by the Mishnah. Mishnah tells us that the idea of the fast, that the Tainis that we have two, last two Mishnayos, we have first 3 days, and then it doesn't, still didn't help by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we do three, then we do another three, and now it still didn't help, so now we have the third fast, which is going to be more chumer than even the ones before. Avru, Elu v'Lananu. Next three fasts, the second series of fasts came and nothing happened. Rain didn't happen. But as it goes in Ol Sheva, but as now it goes in not 3 days, but 7 days of fast. 7 days of fast. Now it comes out to 13. Three is six, and now seven. A total of 13 fasts that the Tiber will have to fast. This is the Chazal Masakin. The six prior and now the seven. What's these seven more chumer than the first six? Remember we said the three second three are even more chumer than the first three. But what are these even more chumer? And these fast days, you blow the shofar every day. And you use the blow the shofar during the fast every single day. You have to blow the shofar, and the. We'll see the Gomeneda explains what the status is. We blow the shofar. How does that work? The shofars, we'll see when we blow the shofar, what days we blow the shofar. Tremendous machlokes. We're showing me to understand what the Gemara means. So it's right. No, in Sachanios, we lock the doors of the shul, the stores, excuse me, that nobody can go in and buy things and be masiyach das. We close all the shops. And Mesheni Maten Chasheka. And the days, therefore, on Monday, they open the doors a little bit in the evening so to be able to go ahead and buy food. We close the stores that people shouldn't be able to do tshuva. But we have to open up in the evening a little bit so people can go after the fast. They should be able to go ahead. But time is because they have to go eat. You get imotzin l'chutz. You'll go ahead in order to be able to go ahead and open the doors a little bit so that people can go in. But you don't bring the stuff outside. They can go in there and they can take things from the store, but you don't bring things outside. You go, people are hungry from the fast. They can go in and eat in the store, but you can't go and bring things out, says the Korban Eidah, and because we don't want people to see that there's shopping going on, that they take away from the seriousness of the tshuva. On Thursday, you can go in the store that they open up the entire day because it's covered Shabbos. You have to buy food for Shabbos. And we'll explain what that means. The whole yom you could buy Michael Mishta, whatever you need to prepare for Suda Shabbos, and so you can open up the door the entire day. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. The Gemara explains. Rav Yehuda, maybe because I'm going to tell about Tamkin, Pesuk Aboim Asher Moshe Bahar. These 13 fasts that we have correspond to the 40 days the Moshe went on the mountain. What's pshat? 40 days? Says the Korban Eidah, Shet the Kashiv Yud Gimel Tainos B'Sheni Chamishi. You count Monday and Thursdays, which is 6 weeks of 42 days. Shechasi Yom HaTchilu, from beginning till the end, it comes out that Yom up and down, that the day is not exactly the same, but really, it's only really 39, not really 40, but it's like the 40th day. In other words, what do you do? Since you go ahead, and you don't just do it straight days, you do it Mondays and Thursdays, you fast on the set consecutive Mondays and Thursdays, so Mamela, we're telling you that the structure of the fast days would come out that the final 6 weeks is really a total of 42 days. But since you only do Moshe was 40 days on the 40 days he was in the Midbar, so you have 12 fast days, which really spans on those weeks of 39, total of 39 days, which is really the 40th day, according to the way some of Farshim explain, into the 40th day. And Amar of Yosef, another way to explain it, we don't go ahead and be more matriach l'tzibah more than we have to. Therefore, we're not going to tzibah more than 30. Why don't we do 20? Why don't we do 15? Because that's the maximum shear. And more than that, we can't be geyser on the tzibah. It's too much. Too many fast days to be geyser. So the Gemara says, what a time is every time that we do our geyser more? There were two things, there were two matters that required fasting. There was rain, and it was also gavai. It was a plague of locusts. So they had to go declare a tainus for both different things. So Masriyan Aleim, go continue to blow the shofar on their account, go ahead, and you go even more than the 13 days. Even more than that. What goes it? Because of the The two different reasons why we have to have tests, we do more. How do we do more? Well, let me learn the trade made lesson. Why do we go ahead, Dafka, these two things that we say, we go more than 13, why do we do that? He said, well, because but these two things are so important, they come at the same time, it's even a greater disaster than more, the locust and the drought together causes such a terrible calamity that it requires more. This is both of them, you know, destroyed. There'll be nothing left between the locust and between the drought. It's a major calamity. I mean, therefore, we don't go ahead, and we would add on even more than 13 days. So, what does it mean? Shani Matin, the second day, we go ahead, we open up a little bit. But you have two doors. One door you keep open, one door you keep closed. That's what we do. We keep one door. We don't. It's partially open in the evening. We don't do both doors. We keep one door closed a little bit to show that's a different. It's a surah. So we have a little bit to be able to go in, but we keep it. We keep one door closed. On Thursday we can open up the whole thing because it covered Shabbos the whole day. Wow, what do we do? What's the mission mean? Does it mean also even on Thursday he closed one door and open the other door? Or you open both days? The Gemara says we don't know. In other words, Gemara didn't tell us Miyashev. Does it mean that we keep it open all day but still have to keep one door closed? Or does it mean even both doors can be open and we don't? Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila as to what we're allowed to to resolve the Shaila, whether it means both doors or just one day. Talk to Mishnah Bai. What happened? Now you had all together 16 days, the three and the six, and still no rain came. What did Ma'atim Azamatim? People go ahead and they lower they minimize their business. But Vinyamatiya, they stop less planting construction. And they go, less people get married. You don't get married, you don't get engaged into marriages. And now we don't, people don't greet each other in the street. And the people all go ahead. It's as if they're putting chayram at Kosh Baruch Hu. Nezifim. The fact that you do all these things which bring simcha to a person, you make kasanis, you make engagements, you go to do business, you have to reduce everything because even a tia shal simcha, you don't get a shela sholom to a tamakachim, you don't greet people because lamaisa, it's a difficult time. It's a very painful time. A time of real klala. Mamela, therefore, we reduce all these things which bring any type of simcha to a person. Yechidim, individuals, goes to Masanin, they continue fasting, and Shias Nisan, till Nisan, the month of Nisan completes. Yatsu Nisan and Yalisham, Nisan came and the rain came down. Simon called it a Simon Klolo, Shneema, Aloksi Yechidim, it's a time of clear Yechidim, we don't want rain to come now. It's a bad time for rain. People are harvesting the thing. If it rains while they're harvesting, the moisture there, it's going to ruin. It's going to ruin the harvest. So it's not. It's a simon klola. It's not a good simon. We continue fasting throughout that period of time. Dr. Mish, Dr. Gemara. I'm Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. What you said in the Mishnah that we don't do binyan construction netia when it's a drought. That means binyan shel simcha. Things that bring the simcha, you're building a wedding chamber, you're building something for that, planting a simcha, because it's a gova. But if you have a wall that's leading, that's going to fall down, it's a dangerous wall. That's not a purpose. Even if you built that wall originally for simcha, but right now it's going to fall down, it can damage somebody, then halacha is, you go such man, you knock it down, you build it again. You have to go with structure. It shouldn't hurt anybody. You have to go build it. It should avoid danger. You go ahead and you build it from scratch. Shmolama goes to the Ganesham. No, if the wall is leaning, the wall of a house, that's when you go sleep, that's when it's dangerous. No, it's time to rebuild the wall, we don't do it. Unless it's part of the way a person sleeps in his house, that's mamash sakana. It could fall down while a person's sleeping. That's when we say you can go ahead and build it. Not just time to build, but only in a case like that where it's mamish can affect the person's health and safety by way of sleeping in the. We don't go ahead and get engagement marriages because of the day-to-day simcha. Karens go ahead and get engaged to a woman on Erev Shabbos. And although you can't do that, what's pshat? How do you all say we don't make a suda seirusin before Shabbos? That you can go get engaged, that you can do without a suda, that you can do on Friday, but we don't make a suda on Shabbos. That we on Erev Shabbos, that we don't do. Because we don't make a suda Erev Shabbos, because that takes away from covered Shabbos. You're supposed to go into Shabbos hungry. So you make a suda Erev Shabbos, an engagement party, that violates the Shabbos. That's takes away from the covered Shabbos. So therefore, we don't do that. Shmuel Amar, even in Tisha B'Av, you can go in and engage. Well, some of you shouldn't go ahead and go ahead. Someone else is going to go and grab her and take her. So therefore, we'll let her go ahead, even on Tisha B'Av. You'll let her go ahead and get engaged. You can't make a suda, you can't have a simcha, but you can even get engaged in suda, but without a suda, because lamaisa, someone else shouldn't go and take the thing away. So Gemara said that you can't do. So like the Gemara says, the Gemara that we said halacha, you can do that. Gemara has another thing. It's a steer in Shmuel's halacha. We have a steer in Shmuel. Tamni Yom Avishu Shmuel says halacha, you can't go ahead. We know it's that the Elikim Moshe Michidim Beisa Gemara's the Malos Heimam Abiyachet. Kashbrook comes down, makes a thing where he puts the people together. It's a special dinner. Kashbrook will join together. It's a special thing. If they conceive together, Kashbrook will join them together. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a scale and it decides who belongs to each other. It's Moshe Michidim Beisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts them together in marriage. So yeah, you see, most of my other zaka. So it's bashert. It's over here. You have to go do it because maybe someone's going to go take it. How can it be taken if it's preordained? If Kadosh Baruch Hu put them together, how can you say Shem Yakim Anachas? It's not going to happen. It can't happen. It's a stira. It's a stira. How could it happen? So the Gemara says, "What's Pesach Yom Kippur?" So my answer is, "I'm Yatmen of Tefila." Someone's going to come along and daven, will want to see this woman, want to marry her, and he'll daven to a special gezeira, will knock out what's beser, and he'll go ahead be zochah to marry her. That's why you go ahead before that. Shouldn't go daven. You should go do that. Gemara says, "I feel like Elokaima." Even then, even that thing, Gemara says, you have to do it in such a way, the marriage is not going to last. You may go ahead, and a person goes ahead infatuated with a woman, and you daven that you should marry her. If she's not your bashered, so you'll marry her. But tefillah will make it, mashana the gezerah. But lamaisa won't be miskayim. She'll die, or you'll die, because she has to marry her bashered. And therefore, it's not going to be a lasting relationship. So if a person should daven for someone particularly to do that, because it's not going to have any key, and the zug will not be miskayim, and it's not the right thing to do, because it'll be the same way as a moed cut, the same idea. There's a riot from Leah. Leah itself was she was mocked in with tefillah, and she was mocked in, and she married even before Rachel, even Yaakov, even before Rachel was supposed to be married to her. She'er Shalom, you can't go greet someone. Gemara says, look, it's a steer. Look, every time we learn a bride, she'er Shalom, you can't go ahead and stop and greet someone, Shalom Tisharav. You can respond to the greeting of a simple person in a low tone. That you can do, he doesn't know. So he doesn't know that a lot of greet people in Tisha B'Av, you can answer him. But a chaver matamakokum, that you surely can. You're not allowed to. You don't greet people in Tisha B'Av. So it's a kabaneda. And Yodalosa, he doesn't know. Amayot doesn't know it. You're not going to answer. You're not going to give shalom, shalom, say shalom aleichem on Tisha B'Av. So he answers him softly. It shouldn't be a tain. It shouldn't be embarrassed. It shouldn't be a great enmity. Could get an anger that you didn't answer him. But a tamakokum, you know you can't answer. So a shalom, of course, is usher. So therefore, what am I telling you? You shouldn't greet. Of course you shouldn't greet. The Mishnah, why does it tell you can't greet? We know you can't greet. Look, any time you can't do it. Talking about a case in between, days in between the fast days. In other words, if you're fasting Monday and Thursday, so maybe on Tuesday and Wednesday you can greet someone, because you're not fasting on those days. So the Mishnah said, no, even that's still a time of a sara. And even the days in between, the Mondays and Thursdays, you should not be shol shalom. You should not go ahead and greet someone, because that is it's still a time of tzar, a time of tshuva, and you should not go ahead and greet someone. Yes, Nisan Gishem Klala. Nisan came and the rain didn't come, and it came on. The rain came on the day. It's a time of Klala. What's the Klala? Of Yosef, what's Pshat? Vat Nisan Shakufa. Tumani Nisan of the seasonal cycle. Because in the time of regular Nisan, when it's later in the year, it's a different story. But when it's a regular cycle, and from when spring starts, so then we say it's not a klola. And it called Nisan. But Yod L'Gsham, Kolam Nisan, Yod L'Maka Kaksim and Brachu. If it rained before Nisan, and now it rains again, so it's seasonal, that's a Simon Brachu. But if it rained before, it didn't rain afterwards, then the King Mark explains, how did the Amam Shal Yod L'Gsham Akfar, never rained at all in the year. But if it rained before, Simon, that's a Simon Brachu, it's not a Simon klola. And the rain is a good thing. It's a sign. It's a good sign. Only if it didn't rain before, now it rains right afterwards, in the middle of the time you're doing the harvest, and it rains during the harvest, it affects the harvest because everything gets wet. It's very hard to harvest things when they're wet, when they're soft, when they're wet. Therefore, that's a siman klal. Otherwise, it would be considered a siman bracha. We'll continue with the perek tomorrow.